I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey, and I'm here with Coach Brandon Lundberg for your Thursday night football preview.
What's up, man? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Man, what a drop-off in content by the NFL for Thursday night, going from the Packers and Cardinals to the Colts and Jets.
Yeah, right. No doubt about it. I mean, this still has some allure to it. There's obviously, the Colts.
Well, this is a must-win game for the Colts, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, for me, looking at the Colts, and we talked about this on the review show on Tuesday, they released on Wednesday, by the way. But, you know, we discussed Tennessee losing Derrick Henry, the importance of Indianapolis kind of taking advantage at this point. So, again, if the Jets come through in this game and the Colts were to drop this, it just makes that division even messier than it already is. So we'll see.
Nope, this is true. And also, how many times can Carson Wentz break his own team's heart in one game? I mean, the guy throws the interception while trying to do the and one crossover in the end zone, leads his team back to a touchdown to retie the game after he gave it away, and then flubs it in overtime with another interception.
Yeah, man. I mean, what are you going to do? This is classic Carson Wentz. You can't really trust Wentz in to be the guy to really just like take over a game or completely control a game for you, or maybe even in moments win a game for you. He's capable of doing it, but you don't want to count on that. I think for the Colts, the real ingredient for the Colts is going to be to run the football, lean on Jonathan Taylor. And that's the way you're going to win the division. And then just kind of pepper in the play action and some of the stuff that Carson Wentz can do as a player. Don't rely on him to win games for you. Lean on your offensive line. Lean on the run game. That's the formula.
It is. And we have a possible running back emergence here with Michael Carter. After last week, welcome to the NFL. Put at an incredible usage rate. I think he had like 60 something yards on the ground, 98 through the air.
I think he had like 14 passing targets as well.
This is exactly what we said in the beginning of the season. We've said Michael Carter, he's going to be involved in that cluster of running backs. And partway through the year, he's going to eventually take over because he's by far the most talented running back in that backfield.
Absolutely. And, you know, even with Ty Johnson coming in, and, you know, he came in, he had some receptions too. He took away from Carter. I think he only had like 4 rush attempts, but he was out there catching passes. Even with him in the game, Carter still dominated. You know, he still had the stat line that he had in this particular game. But to call out Michael Carter here too, if you go to DraftKings Sportsbook, Michael Carter has +160 odds. If he scores all he has to do is score a touchdown at +160. Right. And that's what you're going to get. So I've pulled this every Thursday. I feel like this has been something. I know we had Melvin Gordon, a couple weeks ago, I forget what it was last week, but we had a similar number like that. But anyway, Carter,
we had AJ Dillon.
Oh yeah, there you go. But Carter, he scored in 3 of the Jets' last 4 games. Carter, we were just going back and forth before the show, obviously, because I threw out something about Carter being RB1 since week 6. It's actually been since the week 6 bye that he's pretty much been the RB1 in the NFL. But obviously, this last game, he had 27 fantasy points alone. So you have to consider that factor. But can he sustain it? Who knows? But I feel like if he continues to get this usage, he's going to be up there with guys like Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, and some of these, you know, top running backs in the NFL right now. So another stat to point out, since we're talking about that prop bet for Michael Carter to score at least 1 touchdown, he is among names like Najee Harris, Derrick Henry, Javonte Williams, and Nick Chubb with 30 forced missed tackles on the season. Carter has also
Javonte Williams is up to 50 missed tackles on the season.
Yeah, so 30-plus missed tackles.
Yeah, that's insane for a rookie.
Right, so he's in that realm where with guys who have more than 30 forced missed tackles, which
I mean, you and incredible. CJ were all over this combo UNC backfield come draft time. If we see them both emerge as starters as mid-round picks, like, that's, you guys nailed that.
Yeah, it was really a toss-up, honestly. You had guys like Travis. You had Travis Etienne coming in, and he obviously is hurt. Javonte Williams and Michael Carter, that combination, the 1-2 punch from North Carolina, they were both very much, they were a lot, they basically complemented each other, right? So you had one guy who was a really solid receiver. Carter could come in, he could play the receiver role. Both of them, though, they were solid runners. They made guys miss. They could, you know, break tackles. So just an excellent backfield coming out of college. But enough of that here. I know one of the things that I'm looking at in this particular game, it's going to be the run game. Another call out, Jonathan Taylor has plus 210 odds to score 2 touchdowns in this game. Something definitely consider that prop bet. He scored 2 touchdowns in 3 of the Colts' last 4 games. Taylor is also 6th in the NFL in total volume. So he's getting targeted in the pass game. Not quite enough. You know, we want to see more usage from that area for him. He's capable. He's also 1st in red zone rush attempts, including runs inside the 5-yard line. Taylor is also 2nd in the NFL in yards after contact.
It so seems those like are some... he's picking up steam each week. Running.
Yeah.
In the tackles for sure.
And that's a big deal, man. As the Colts offensive line continues to get better itself, because we already know, looking at them on the offensive line, we expected them to be very good on the offensive line. So as that progresses, he's going to continue to get better. He's going to continue to see bigger more open holes or more openings that he can squeeze through and make big plays, especially between the tackles. We're seeing that. I expect Jonathan Taylor to just have, you know, a great finish to this season here in the second half.
And let's be honest here tonight too. Carson Wentz, after the rough start, obviously sprained both of his ankles, coming back from injury already. Carson Wentz has been a serviceable fantasy quarterback the last 4 weeks. He's put up over 22 points a game each game. And I've actually been using him in our league. It's a 14 team half point PPR to supplant Russ Wilson while he's been on the IR. And he's been a perfectly good starter so far. I made a mistake 1 week and started my boy Sammy Darnold. Didn't work out that well. Got benched. Missed out on Carson that week. But better fantasy quarterback than real-life quarterback right now, Carson Wentz. He's throwing touchdowns, and he can get you some touchdowns on the ground, too.
Yeah, but he does have that upside.
I see the this game, obviously, it's Thursday Night Football. It's a short week. Yeah. We've seen what the Colts do here before. They did this with the Ravens. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to muck it up, especially because the Jets front four has been one of the better sneaky ones this season so far with Robert Saleh. So I think we see a heavy dose of the run game here. But one guy emerging as a low-end wide receiver one, taking that next step in his second year, Michael Pittman Jr.
Yeah. He's definitely a guy who is on the rise, and this is a perfect game for him, I think, too. And again, you know, if the Jets are selling out on the run and they want to stop Jonathan Taylor, that is a guy to keep an eye on in tonight's game, especially. So definitely Michael Pittman, even in fantasy realms, that's a guy to definitely have in your lineup tonight for sure, because he could go off.
Oh, yeah. 2 touchdowns last week, 10 targets, 8 receptions. The guy is turning into a star right before our eyes. Go Trojans. Not at home.
Yeah, there you go.
Is there anybody that's a long shot tonight for you? Maybe could score a touchdown?
You know, it's really, to me, I think Michael Pittman is a guy to obviously focus on. For the Jets,
I mean, is Corey Davis playing tonight?
He's doubtful. So
if Corey Davis is playing tonight, Elijah Moore had a good game last week.
Right.
This is his first good game as a rookie. So that would be someone to look at that's probably out there on waiver wires right now.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm so keyed up on the run game for both of these teams that I don't, other than Michael Pittman, I'm not confident in really any of the receivers. Maybe Mo Alie-Cox, the tight end.
He's been big in the red zone for.
Yeah, that's definitely a guy for sure. So keep an eye on him. Definitely. I know. Look, Colts are favored.
Jamison Crowder. Coming out of the slot, yeah. Too. He had 8 receptions, 84 yards last week. If he has that connection with Mike White, they often look to the slot to get bailed out. So that's someone to look at.
And he's a good player, too. Yeah. So he's definitely somebody. Yeah.
Which is rare.
They're going to need to lean on that, I imagine, especially the slot players. I would say it's a 10.5 spread going in the Colts' favor at this point. The over under 46.5. I'm leaning towards taking the Jets in this one to keep it within that range. I think that we're going to see both teams run the football or at least try to establish it. And at the end of the day, I think Carson Wentz is going to be the one who prevails in this game. But I do think the Jets can keep it within that 10.5 is where I'm headed. And I think that they are not going to hit that over under of 46.5, which is, I don't know.
I think this is a tough one.
I
think this is a trap. I want to take the Jets here. I want to smash the Jets, especially after their performance last week. But I feel like this spread is a trap to take the Jets, because I think Vegas knows that Mike White game, most likely percentage-wise, is an outlier. We're talking about an undrafted quarterback here that came in off the street, threw for that amount of yards, and I don't think they think he's going to be able to do it again. So I'm stupidly going to go the Colts to cover 10.5 points tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. It's not too stupid. I think that, you know,
I'm starting
the Jets could implode.
Tonight.
Yeah. The Jets could completely implode. They could be a one-game wonder for Mike White. He could throw several interceptions against this Colts defense, the secondary. The way that they play defense, keeping things in front of them, you know, he's a guy who could get set up easily in zone coverage, I think. All right. I'm just guessing right now. I didn't get to see enough of him in the last game against the Bengals, but I will tell you, it's hard to take a guy who doesn't have a ton of experience 2 weeks in a row, 400 yards, man, 405 yards. Against the Bengals defense, which has been pretty good. I don't know, man. It's hard. I am going, like I said, Jets. I think that they'll keep it within the 10.5 margin. But I will say the Colts will win this game.
Colts will win the game. All right. So Colts money line, but you're taking the Jets to cover. I am taking the Colts to cover 10.5 points. Probably going to regret that come the weekend, but we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that will wrap up our Thursday Night Football preview, guys. Enjoy the game tonight. And as always, check out our Friday weekend preview where we do bets and cover all the spreads and props for the weekend games. And also added to the feed this week, your boy has got the NBA podcast going, because NBA is my true first love. And we got Coach Melvin Taylor joining me now for we're working on games right now, thinking of some names, maybe the Time Haters or something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know, but we got the Western Conference preview on there. It's 2 hours long, but we go all through the Western Conference, each team, each roster, go over it, preview it for the season, cover some news up at the top. The episode should be about 45 minutes after the Eastern Conference preview next week. We're going to be covering each week in the NBA, talking all the news, trades, everything. Check us out, guys, if you do enjoy NBA basketball. All right, for me and Brandon, thank you for tuning in. Check out Football Scout 365 and the number 5 Tool Sports podcast online on Instagram and our website at the number 5 Tool Sports podcast.com. We out.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cubicle.